Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
PR Politics, I'm chatting with Dr. Carol Lieberman right now. Dr. Lieberman is a psychiatrist, practices in both in California, primarily in Beverly Hills and in the area of Malibu. Very, very bright lady. I want to get her opinions on three issues that I think are absolutely paramount right now and what's going on politically in the United States. First of all, in terms of the racial issue, as epitomized last night on the Oprah Winfrey special, which I believe is going to be aired not only last night, Thursday night, but also Friday night, I'm seeing an awful lot of anger, and I guess what I'm asking for here is an opinion on, is anger the best way to solve whatever problem exists? What do you think, Carol?
Obviously not. I am calling this Corona crazy.
Okay.
There are a number of things that have gone into what how our society is reacting today. It started with coronavirus. It started with having to confront our mortality because of coronavirus and the fear that that caused, the contradictory misinformation, all of the psychological issues, you know, anxiety, depression, PTSD, all of that. Then the economic hardship, the touch deprivation, watching people die on ventilators and dying alone. And then we developed a thing called what I'm calling Corona rage, which is like road rage, people having a short fuse. You know, with road rage, somebody just does something relatively minor and a person totally explodes. So that was the setting. And then George Floyd was murdered by Derek Chauvin, and that lit the fuse. And we had the protests, and the protests became the riots because they were hijacked by extremists and looting and so on. So now our society is self-destructing. They're not thinking. They're not using any intellect that they might have. They're just reacting emotionally with rage, as you were, you know, as you originally asked. And so people are, you know, when you make a decision or do something out of rage, that is ultimately self-destructive. It's just, we're being self-destructive as a society, individually and as a society, and making all kinds of very self-destructive decisions, the best example of which is defunding the police. I mean, here we are in the midst of this chaos and riots and looting and anarchy, and to defund the police, in other words, to take away anyone who might have some power to calm the violence and to get people back under control, is just the epitome of insanity.
Well, that's what Dr. Secretary of Housing said. He said the same thing. America's thinking about doing what? He just didn't get it. Obviously, a very successful man in the medical profession who is now in government, and he also happens to be African American. Let me say this, and that is that anger is a very destructive emotion, but the Democrats are clearly using that as their platform to degrade the president, et cetera, making what I believe are false accusations against him, against his lack of action, et cetera, and it seems to me, Dr. Lieberman, that more and more people are buying into that. And I realize they're angry, and I realize they simply want to hurt somebody. And I think what they're looking to do is they're looking to hurt President Donald Trump. Is that a valid assumption on my part, Doctor?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, everything, this has been simmering from even before he got elected, but certainly from the time he took office, that everything gets to be blamed on him. You know, there is still, as much as people want to say it's trite or, oh, it's not still true, you know, the anger that Hillary didn't win, that is very much still there. And all of these things that we have been seeing come from that. And now that it's getting closer to the election, it's really scary to think of how this might well escalate even further as we get closer to election day. And it comes from, actually, in terms of the Democratic platform, you know, like looking at Bernie Sanders, going back a ways, and looking at Bernie Sanders and his idea of socialism, communism, all of that, the reason why there was support for that amongst a surprisingly large amount of the population, I believe, comes from 9/11.
Yeah.
Comes from ever since 9/11, people have been feeling, and especially the generation that was growing up right after 9/11 and having parents who were terrified after 9/11 and terrified of the ongoing threat of terrorism, which there certainly still is, it has made people feel like they want somebody to take care of them. They want mommy and daddy to take care of them. They feel helpless. They don't feel strong enough to take care of themselves. So the idea of at least socialism, where they are being taken care of from, having their diapers changed and bibs on, became more and more attractive. And I think that this is all part of, when Sanders dropped out, clearly part of that was getting Biden to agree to take over some of his ideas. And the more chaos that there is, the more it will be attractive to people to have to be taken care of.
You know, Carol, I just want to say one thing right now that I think is very interesting. I have a lot of very active listeners on our blog, and some of them, quite frankly, are incredibly bright individuals. I want to tell you something that one of my listeners, who happens to be a retired economics professor, a PhD, etc., from Purdue University. I want to tell you what he says, and I'm not going to give his name. He says, quote, "This will sound like a racist comment, but could it be that much of the black community consists of many lazy people that are happier on welfare? Here's my justification for the above statement. Don't you believe Democrats repeatedly say you can't make it on your own, you need our help, etc.? I think there is a little bit of validity to what this listener had to say. Any comments on that?
Well, the only thing I'll say, which is not a direct answer, but yes, certainly by the Democrats telling people of any race, you need our help, that feeds into it. But the other thing is that, as it turns out, the Derek Chauvin, this wasn't a random act of police brutality against a black man. As it turns out, he knew George Floyd. They both worked at the same nightclub.
Right.
And there was personal animosity before he then met him in the street and killed him. So, I would think that if things hadn't gotten so out of control, this should take the wind out of the sails of the whole, the whole movement that has the whole chaos and protests that have come since then, because it isn't just a random act of police brutality against blacks. But I think that maybe it has gotten so far out of control that I don't know that they're going to give more than a nod to that.
You know, I have to tell you, I think we said just about everything, Carol, on this subject that we can say. And I'm going to have to take a real quick commercial break here in about 30 seconds. So let me just say this. I am not frightened necessarily about what's going on in society, but I'm very, very concerned. And the reason I would say that is because I think what's going on right now is not in the best interest of our country. 20 seconds to wrap it up. Go ahead, Carol.
Well, I think you should be frightened. I am frightened. I think everything, is more out of control. We're going down the rabbit hole between COVID and this race war. We really need a lot to put this back under control.
No question about that. And we hope that happens. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. I'm going to be right back.